USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. Part of the COVID stimulus package being moved through Congress includes a $15 an hour federal minimum wage.
We should have a minimum wage stand by itself, $15 an hour, and work your way up to the 15. It doesn't have to be boom. And all the economics show if you do that, the whole economy rises.
However, President Joe Biden tells CBS's Nora O'Donnell it is not likely to pass. He reiterated on Friday that he is committed to $1,400 payments, although some lawmakers want targeted relief going to those who need it most. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has indicated that should include the middle class. President Biden also addressed Iran.
Will the U.S. lift sanctions first in order to get Iran back to the negotiating table?
No.
The Supreme Leader of Iran urged the U.S. to do so on Sunday. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You could save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Representative Liz Cheney of Wyoming, the third highest member of House Republican leadership, says she will not resign for voting to impeach former President Donald Trump.
People in the party are mistaken. They believe that BLM and Antifa were behind what happened here at the Capitol. That's just simply not the case. It's not true. And we're going to have a lot of work we have to do. People have been lied to.
Representative Cheney on Fox News Sunday, a day after the Wyoming Republican Party voted to censure her. The high court has ruled that one state can now hold indoor church services even though there's a high COVID infection rate. USA Radio's Wendy King has the story.
The Supreme Court has ordered California to allow indoor church services despite restrictions of such services in counties with widespread COVID-19. At issue was California's blueprint for a safer economy, which ordered indoor worship services discontinued in counties with the widespread purple tier 1. The state had permitted outdoor church services.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
4 skiers were killed and 4 others injured by an avalanche in the Utah backcountry. The victims are said to be 2 groups in their early 20s to late 30s. One of the skiers' avalanche beacons alerted authorities. The survivors were able to dig themselves out of the snow and ice, but there's no word on their condition. A glacier broke in India, killing at least 9 people. More than 140 are missing. Water, mud, and debris gushed down a mountain in the Himalayas, smashing into several dams and hydropower plants. 140 plant workers are missing. Many villages have been evacuated. The only man to take the heavyweight championship away from Muhammad Ali has passed away.
They knew. There it is. Spikes has won it. Leon Spikes has won the heavyweight championship of the world.
Incredible. Leon Spinks died Friday after a battle with prostate cancer. Spinks began his career as an amateur boxing standout, winning 3 straight AAU national championships at light heavyweight and capturing silver at the 1975 Pan American Games and gold at the 1976 Olympic Games. He made history on February 15, 1978, pulling off one of boxing's biggest upsets in a 15-round split decision. Spinks was the only man to defeat Ali for a title in the ring. He'd lose the title back to Ali later that year and finished his professional career with a 26-17-3 record. He was inducted into the Nevada Boxing Hall of Fame in 2017. Leon Spinks was 67. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.